podcast focused on you, the AMP instructor, where we are dedicated to the sharing of ideas, best practices, teaching tips, educational solutions, and other exciting topics in anatomy and physiology. I'm Valerie Kramer, the marketing manager for AMP here at McGraw-Hill, and today I'm thrilled to introduce my colleague who has a great deal of experience and has really done some amazing things here at McGraw-Hill. And she's also spent some time working in anatomy and physiology. And some of you out there may even recognize her name. Amy Reed, welcome.
Thank you, Valerie. It's super exciting to be on the podcast today.
Awesome. So to kick us off, could you just share some of your background and how you've really left a good footprint on the anatomy and physiology world?
Sure. I don't know about any footprints, but I've been with McGraw-Hill for 21 years, and the vast majority of that time was spent in the science and math group in a variety of positions, the last of which was as the brand manager or portfolio manager for anatomy and physiology, which I did starting in about 2015.
Great. So you've seen a lot of changes and a lot of things happen around here.
Yeah, it's been fun.
So how have some of the projects you've begun or created made a difference? And do you have any stories or experience that you can share?
Sure. Well, I think that, you know, a lot of us here at McGraw-Hill are really mission-driven and try to make a difference and to help students and instructors whenever we can. And that was something that we really focused on when I was on the AMP team, and I'm sure you still do.
Yeah.
But is really just listening to the customer. So talking to a lot of students and a lot of instructors and trying to figure out what's happening for them, what are they struggling with, what's going well, what isn't, to try to really get at the heart of how can we make products, either by changing our existing products or making new ones, that make a difference for them and help them to succeed. And so through that process, you know, a lot of exciting things happened. We made Anatomy and Physiology Revealed. We've made changes and improvements to it over time. The Practice Atlas was something that I worked on that was really exciting. And it was really always just focused on helping the students and instructors.
Yes, and I would agree. We love our jobs because we know we can make a difference. So what I'm really excited about, too, is the recent fruition of an idea that you had to create some of our digital Connect question banks in Spanish, which are really going to help so many students and fill a great need for instructors. So how did these come about?
Well, I think this idea came from what I was just talking about, which was talking to customers. And there was one in particular that I talked to quite a bit who was sharing some of the struggles that he had with students who, so basically it was in his community, there were these two kind of groups of people, one that was entirely English speaking and one that was entirely Spanish speaking. And so the way that this turned into kind of a struggle was that he had students coming into his class, which he speaks English and teaches in English, and they spoke only Spanish. And we're trying to learn English as they go, but they were really struggling to succeed in AMP. As you know, it's a very difficult course. The content is challenging, and if you don't speak the language, that adds an extra layer of challenge that was a problem. But then they also had an additional issue where in their community, they were having so many problems in, for example, in many, many places. But as one example, if somebody would go to the doctor or a hospital or anything like that trying to get medical care, there were communication problems because one of the people might speak only English and one might speak only Spanish, or just be learning the other language, and they were really struggling to communicate. And when you're talking to somebody who might be having a medical emergency, every second counts, and having a communication problem obviously is not a good thing. And so through those discussions that I had with him, the idea was born to come up with the Spanish-English question banks.
Yes, I love it. And I never really thought about that real-life application in the clinical setting later.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fantastic. So what exactly are these question banks?
So this will be a set of question banks that you can find in Connect, and they're all different kinds of interactive questions. So they might be a labeling question where there's a piece of art, a drawing of, you know, certain anatomy where they have to label the parts. It could be a classification question where they're categorizing different things together. different kinds of drag and drop questions, matching maybe. They're all different kinds of interactive questions. And the terms, the anatomy and physiology terms that are involved in that question are given in Spanish and English. And so the students get to see this particular thing, whatever it is, in both English and Spanish. And that way it helps them to learn the term in both languages.
Mm-hmm. What a great. So where can these be found in Connect?
So in Connect, for all of our anatomy and physiology titles, you can go to the question bank and use the drop-down menu to navigate up to our course-wide content. And there you'll see the Spanish-English question banks.
Yeah, so they're really easy to assign, just like all of the other questions with the textbook.
Absolutely.
And these are in all of our anatomy and physiology textbooks. So no matter if you're in just anatomy or just human physiology or two semester, one semester, you can find it.
Awesome.
And are there any special features that are integrated?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the one thing that when we started working on this, the one thing that I really felt strongly about that we had to keep in there from the initial conception of the idea throughout the entire production process was the ability for students to hear the terms pronounced, especially for the language that they is not their first language, but even also for, you know, the English version for English speakers, the pronunciation can sometimes be tricky, as you know. And so there is a play button by the terms so that the students can hear those pronounced in both languages.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So it's nice and accessible and mm-hmm. both of them. What a good feeling to see your idea happen.
Yeah, it's super exciting.
And speaking of languages, you've now moved to the humanities, social sciences, and languages side of higher education within McGraw-Hill still, thank goodness. So tell us about how you got to your current role and how it might be a little different from the sciences.
Sure. Well, I mean, how I got here is really just that, you know, I spent, like I said, 19 years in the science and math group here, and then there was an opportunity for the director of marketing position for humanities, social sciences, and languages. And I thought it would be a great opportunity to learn a whole new set of courses and products and talk to a whole bunch of new customers. So I thought, what the heck, and went for it. It is very different from the sciences in a lot of ways, but I think one of the big ones is that we cover a vast array of general education courses along with a whole bunch of specialized courses. And so the different markets that we work in are very different depending on whether it's, you know, one of those smaller, more specialized courses or something like English or, mm-hmm. you know, public speaking, which almost every student in the country takes. So it's been a great learning experience.
Yes. Oh, that's great. Well, I know we miss you here in anatomy and physiology, but we're happy we still have you to look up to around here.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Amy, and thank you so much for being on this episode of Succeed in A&P, and thanks, everyone, for listening today. If you like this episode, please leave us a review and subscribe, and if you have an idea for a future podcast, simply email me at valerie.kramer@mheducation.com.